This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, January 20th. God's word to you today is just don't. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 6, verse 25, and it says, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food or drink, or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food, and your body more than clothing? The freer the flow of new streams in your life, the easier the race of life becomes. Three main barriers can hinder the flow of new streams in our lives. They are three W's. This should also help us remember them easily. Three W's we need to let go of, and we need to take out of the way so that we can have a free flow of the new streams that God is releasing and has released into our lives. The first is worry. We need to let go of worries. Proverbs 12, verse 25 says, "Worry weighs a person down." Have you noticed that when you worry, you feel heavier, you feel draggy and lethargic? It is as though you are dragging a heavy weight around. Worry blocks the flow of the new streams and puts you in a place that God has no intention of for you to be. Psalm 46 verse 10 from God's Word Translation says, "Let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I am God. I rule the nations. I rule the earth." God's Word says, let go. Until you let go of your concerns, you cannot experience the fullness of God. Until you let your worry and your concerns go, you cannot know God for who He is. The more you carry your concerns and your worries, the more you are playing God. When you do this, that is playing God. God steps back to watch and see how far you will go. Some people believe that there is too much to this life, which makes worrying inevitable. Some say, why won't God just take away all the problems so that man won't have to worry anymore? God is saying, you will not worry in spite of the problems. In fact, when you stop worrying notwithstanding the problems begin to fade away and God will begin to solve them. People say to God, solve the problem and I will stop worrying. But God says, stop worrying and I will solve the problem. Stop worrying, then you will know that I am God. God says, let go of your concerns. Worry is interesting because in reality, worrying does nothing for us. However, so many people have fallen in love with their worries. It has become their best friend and companion. They did not even know how to function without worrying. Some years ago, a lady came to see me at the office. Back then, you could say this woman had a doctorate in worrying, chronic. So I sat down with her and we went over every single worry on her list. I showed her what the Word of God says, and God shattered all her worries. She became visibly lighter and excited. But as she was leaving my office, she stopped at the door and said, "Pastor, if I stop worrying, what else would I be doing?" Worrying has become my pastime, my pet. It has become something that I cannot do without. Anything apart from God that you cannot do without has taken the place of God in your life. It is only God and God's word that you should not be able to do without. What has God said about that situation? You should not be able to do without that. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.